you've got something to say and if you truly have a value that you want to get across to your audience that you stand for in your product and your business, you have to be willing to put yourself out there. Your business and your brand is not going to grow if you are trying to talk to everyone and people please.
Start making content. Start putting something out there. Let's just see what is resonating in this world and just see what kind of comes from that. Because also the interesting thing with socials is that
you have the confidence to show up. You do. Everyone does. People are so busy thinking of what other people are thinking about them, they actually don't think about you.
Welcome, fitness fanatics, to the Physical Podcast, where we dive deep into fitness, health, and the business behind it all. I'm Coach Cal, and I am here to help you break the mold. All right, welcome back, Physical ladies, to another episode of the podcast. Today, we are jamming out about all things fitness content. Most of you will have personal brands or brands in the fitness space, and so this episode is really going to be telling you all about the do's and don'ts of socials, how you can grow on socials. So to help me with this content today, I have brought on an absolute expert. This guest works with high-level entrepreneurs, has achieved over a quarter of a million views for her clients, has managed to 10x the reach of her personal brand account in under 30 days, and has a mission to amplify the impact of personal brands, taking you from mediocre to $1 million. But not just that, guys, she's one of us. She's in prep. She has an upcoming IFBB comp. So if anyone is going to help us to grow those social accounts, it is going to be this amazing lady. Welcome, Candy the Creator.
That was a juicy intro. That's the most juiciest intro I've ever had, and I'm just so here for it. I'm like, damn, God, this girl is good. Yeah.
Thanks, girl. I spent a second on it.
Yeah. I was like, and you memorized that whole thing? I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's important. It's important results. That's what we want to see as well. And you have been around the block by the seams of it.
We have. I have. And it's just like, whoa, like hearing that being spoken out loud, like obviously like it's my bio and I'm like, I know the things about me and I know the success that I've achieved, but then hearing it out loud, hearing someone speak about it is just like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, fuck, I'm good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. This is what we need. We need authorities. We need experts because we need to grow some personal brands and fitness brands here. So I might dive in to my first question for both of us, which is, what do you think, and this is going to be hard to pin down, what do you think is the one biggest mistake that you see a lot of people making on socials today?
Oh, it is hard to pin down, and I'm just going to go with whatever comes to me first. And I think the biggest thing that people aren't getting across is their voice in their brand. And when I say voice in your brand, I'm not talking about like how you speak to your audience. I'm talking about like how your brand creates a voice for you without you even having to speak. Like that is like what builds a fucking authority figure in the social media world right now. And because we like social media, like we all know it's fucking in our faces all the time. PS, am I allowed to swear here? Because I'm going to swear a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. Amazing. I will be in flow. I'll just be like, I'm just going with it. But it's just like social media is in our faces every single day. And people are consuming so much content. And if your brand and your like social media presence isn't speaking directly to your audience and isn't speaking for you, then that's the biggest mistake. And people aren't putting enough time and effort into building what that is for them. And they're just getting left behind. Mm. And I think that especially in the fitness industry, like the fitness industry is blowing up on socials and there's so much information out there. And if you're not really congruent in your message, in your voice and in your brand, you're literally just going to get left behind. Mm. And I think the other thing too is having your point of difference. Like the fitness industry, again, like the health and all of these things that are coming out, like it's a very hot topic about like what's the best health tip, like what is going to get you the best results fastest and all the things, and people are jumping on trends and jumping on fad diets, and then you just get to a point where there's all of this information and people are like, what the fuck, where do I even start?
Yep.
And it's like, you need to be able to leverage your voice in your brand and leverage your point of difference to be able to get attention. And at this day and age of social media, attention is our currency. We want attention. Mm-hmm. Like
we want attention because when we have attention, we have the ability to captivate our audience, communicate our values, communicate and have greater impact and get better results for the people that are in our world. And I think built for businesses and coaches and people that are trying to build a personal brand online, they forget that. They forget that they've actually got to speak into something with freaking intention.
Absolutely. That is actually pretty much what I was going to say as well. And the one word that comes to my mind mostly is around that authenticity piece as well. And you were mentioning about jumping on board the trends or knowing your voice or having your voice and having the profiles actually represent that, whether or not you're speaking or not, as you mentioned. The points in which you are speaking as well and ensuring that you bloody stand for something. I swear, and it's just, it's a point of frustration for me because we have, I feel as if socials at the moment are very politically correct. And I think so many people are getting stuck in terms of what they think they should be doing and producing on socials. And it is not, as you said, congruent with maybe potentially their core values, their true beliefs.
Yeah.
Those things are what is going to separate you from others in the industry, as you were saying, it's getting bloody saturated. It's busy out there.
Yeah.
So like, what are you going to do to actually be able to differentiate yourself? And I just think people are not leaning into everything that you just said enough. They're not standing out because they're not voicing what they need to be. That is actually going to make them different.
Yeah. I think there's a really interesting polarity in the growth of social media. It's like we've been grown up being exposed to being judged online. Like you put a post up, you're instantly looking at your likes, your comments, your saves, your shares. Like you are instantly judged by what you're facing up on online. And also for you to be able to have the impact that you want, you've got to fucking accept that and you've got to be wanting to get people's attention, trigger them and actually get a reaction and a response. That's what's going to help you grow and build your brand. And I think it's just like this really interesting polarities where people get stuck of they know they need to put themselves out there and they're doing that but in a way that they're like, oh, this is like comfortable and I'm talking about my values. I'm talking about like my business and I'm talking about my service and my product, and also where they're not getting that like to be able to take their brand to the next level is they're not talking about it that's going to really get a response and a reaction from their audience and really going to actually make people go, oh fuck, like that hit me in the soul, like she's fucking talking to me and triggering people. And they're afraid of having that judgment, even though like every single thing that we do is a judgment. And people are going to gravitate towards you or not, and that's what you want. Like if you've got an opinion, if you've got something to say, and if you truly have a value that you want to get across to your audience that you stand for in your product and your business, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and attract and get a reaction. And people are going to hate. Like my mentors have told me time and time again, if you're talking to everyone, you're not talking to anyone. Your business and your brand and your service and your coaching service is not going to grow if you are trying to talk to everyone and people please at the end of the day. Like you need to be singling out people. You need to be literally specifying who you're talking to, what you're talking into, to be able to literally sift through all the people that aren't going to be your clients and aren't going to actually help you build a brand and aren't going to actually help you build that impact to get to the people that want to be in your world.
Yeah.
Because when you have a really whole audience that know who you stand for, know what your mission is, know like and actually see that and feel that and attract to that, then that's when your brand just goes whoosh. Like that's what happened to me in my brand, in my business, and I was just like, oh, I get it. Like I've heard my coaches and my mentors tell me like you need it, like especially the whole niching down thing. I was like, I don't want to niche down because I'm this and this and this and this and this, and I was like, and I love all those things and that's what makes me. And also the minute that I decided to niche down and really step into personal branding and content creation was the minute my business just went fucking bang. And I was like, oh. I was like, I get it. You guys aren't talking about nothing. Like that actually makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. And it was a lesson I had to learn as well, the difficult way. So having an activewear brand, there is a huge push to have inclusive sizes. To be honest, it's not something I believe in. And I don't because I don't, and I've said this before on the podcast, but I hate the fact that we are glorifying people who are obese and putting their health at risk. Not for me, not something that my brand wants to put out there in the world.
Right.
And, you know, people can take that. It's just such a push for you to have to be inclusive. But also in terms of the actual business side of things, offering additional sizes costs money, okay? Naturally, more fabric goes into larger sizes as well. People are so quick to scrutinize as well for people actually standing for something or having a clearly defined customer avatar. And I also think one of these things is that the haters yell so loud, right? Yeah. They are so freaking loud. We're talking one or two, three comments max.
Yeah.
And that will outweigh 30 positive comments that might be coming your way. And I think that's just something for, in relation to what you were saying about be polarizing, you know, create that content that might get you some negative traction, but it's going to lead you to your tribe and your people. That's so important. And so don't let those few comments that are going to be negative impact what it is that you're doing. And yeah, that's just something that I wanted to put out there because I had to learn all of this the hard way as well.
And I love that you're just like, no, I stand for this. I actually don't advocate for people being overweight or obese, and that's not something I stand for. So no, I'm not gonna fucking do plus sizes. And it's just like, oosh, like that's brand voice and that's brand identity, and that's gonna trigger a lot of people. And also you're just like, well, that's what it is. This is my brand. These are my values. And I'm not going to play into societal norms of accepting that body image. And and that's cool. that's you do you, boo. And it's just like people who also feel that way but might not have the balls to voice that are going to support you in your business. And they're going to be like your number one supporters. And yeah, you're going to attract comments and attract hate. And it's just like, well, if you're not attracting hate, are you not doing anything?
Yeah.
Are you not actually, you know, creating a difference? Are you not actually standing for what you believe in? Because when people react to hate comments, usually it's probably something that they're dealing with internally and they're not actually ready to face it themselves, and they're like seeing you like call out other people and they're like, oh my God, she's got balls. And then they try and I guess like self-soothe by them reacting to you.
Yeah.
It's just like, no.
I love it. No. So if we, because we're kind of coming into points of, you know, the tone of voice, having a very clearly defined avatar as well, I'd love to pull us back to the strategy level, because in my opinion, and comment if you think differently, that's what needs to come first in terms of having that very clear picture of who are we speaking to, what's my niche. So, and all these other questions that were, and from there, you know, what are my content pillars? What am I actually going to be breaking down my content into? So I'd love to chat about what the process looks like for you when we're kind of starting at that strategy piece.
Yeah, which is going to be super controversial because I don't even have content pillars.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah, so I've obviously built a brand and a reputation around personal branding and content creation, and for me, that truly just stemmed from my love for content creation and leveraging and realizing my zone of genius in the field. And I definitely, I'd been around all the mentors and I'd been around all the things to tell me that you need to niche down, you need to have an avatar, you need to have a client profile. I think subconsciously I did, but it's not like I sat down and structured and was like, this is what I'm doing and this is A, B, and C, and D. For me, I'm a visual person. I do things from visions. I don't do things from structure. Now that my business is getting to a point where I'm like, I need structure because I've just been creating from a place of creative love. But now it's like you need to have structure to be able to hold capacity in your business for it to go to the next level. I get that. And that's an important business that I am at. And also I think it is with me saying that I don't have specific content pillars, I'm not advocating for that either. Because it's something that I actually work with my clients when I'm helping them build their own personal brand, because it because it gives them the clarity. Mm-hmm. And when you have clarity in who you're talking to, when you have clarity in what you're doing, who you're being who you are showing up as and what you want to be known for, that's going to give you the ease of being able to show up. That's going to give you the ability to be like, when days are like, oh, I don't really know what to talk into today. Okay, well, at least I know I need to talk about one of these three topics. Mm. And that's where you can just like bring yourself back and be like, okay, I just put a single post up today about like one of my content pillars, one of my strategies. And like, so yes, it is very integral in building a business that can sustain itself when you are not motivated, mm. when you are not inspired, and when your creative flow is at a depletion rate. You have that to fall back on, and I think that's so important. So with that being said, it's interesting the fact that I'm like, oh, I don't have a full structure myself because my creative flow is my structure and I know what I talk into subconsciously. And for the purpose of helping people get clear on what they're doing so they can show up in their personal brand, yes, I think it's important. Yes, I think it's necessary for you to build a structural business that has the capacity for you to show up and build a brand to know exactly what you stand for.
Mm. I think neither way. Now that we're having this conversation as well and I reflect on what I've done personally and also with the business that I work for, Vibes Creative, there is that kind of conflicting opposing sides to this, because when I am personally testing things for new business endeavors that I'm going to do, I might not necessarily start out with content pillars in that sense, but we always will for clients to have that clarity. So it's interesting you mentioned that.
Yeah.
And I think also though, the approach where I will just kind of feel it out is one that I also do value, because essentially you're just in your data gathering phase as well. If we're testing a very new concept, one of the best ways, I believe, for business is to determine whether or not something has legs is to start making content. Start putting something out there. Let's just see what is resonating in this world. Let's dip the toes in and just see what kind of comes from that. Because also the interesting thing with socials is that they will tell you. They will tell you which direction is kind of resonating. You know, which of these posts are getting more views? This one maybe got a little bit more engagement. Yeah. This one sucked balls, you know? And so that approach is also really good. So I think one message I would say to the audience is, if you're getting stuck at that starting point where you are purposefully getting in your own way, not making content because you're worried about not having brand, not having content pillars, not having those ideas down pat, just start.
Just fucking start. That's what I mean in what I said. I built my business from a place of just starting and creating the content. And then from when you have the content, you can actually, like you said, you can use that as data analysis and you can actually see what you're kind of creating as your personal brand and as your identity. And then that gives way, that creates an opportunity that allows space for you to go, oh, this is what I'm talking into, because like you will gauge what feels good for you to talk into. Mm. You will gauge what gets a reaction that you're like, oh, yes. Like, you know when you're on one, when like you put out a message and you get the response and you get the engagement and you get the things and you're like, that's my zone of genius. Yeah. Like, and this is even like my own experience and my own story. I've come from a background in nursing. I've come from a background in bodybuilding. I've come from a background in coaching.
Yeah.
And I knew that all the things, and I knew all the things about showing up and building a brand and having an avatar, and I was doing it and I felt like it was Groundhog Day every single day. And I was like, oh, I was like, but I'm doing all the things. I've got all the, like, the strategy, the avatar, and I'm showing up and I'm talking about my niche, but I'm just not getting the traction. I'm not getting like the movement that I want to. And then as I pivoted into content creation, that was my essence. That was my deeper mission. That was something that I was so divinely gifted in creating and putting out to the world, and started stepping into that. That's when things just went like boom and it flowed. But I had to create the content and continue to show up in just like creating content to be able to uncover that and to then be able to build the structure that I have now.
Yeah.
But it's just like you said, it's like if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're not getting anywhere and you're not getting the engagement and you're not getting the traction that you really truly desire and you know that is capable because you've seen other people do it, it's just creating the content. Fuck the content pillars, fuck the strategy off to the side. Just keep showing up until you feel aligned to what you're actually talking about, because that is when the authenticity aligns with the brand. And that is what builds the voice. And when you have the voice and you have the brand and the alignment and all the things are congruent, that's when shit takes off.
Yeah.
That's when you build a personal brand from mediocre to $1 million.
Love it. I love it. And that resonates with me so much as well, because I went through that exact same process of, especially even just in this podcast, feeling, because I haven't bodybuilded in literally 6 to 7 years. It's been ages. I've been out of the scene. When I came into starting activewear, I wanted to find a niche and I was like, well, I do still love everything about gym and bodybuilding, right? Yeah. So we'll niche down there. We know that these are people, my brand was for people who wanted to be seen. I'm like, well, who wants to be seen more than bloody fitness competitors? Like,
literally.
Hello.
We literally get put on a stage and judged on our body.
Yeah, exactly. And so from that, I created the podcast as a marketing asset for the brand, but feeling as if I needed to speak to bodybuilders and kind of go toe-to-toe with them, not that it's meant to be a competitive thing, but try to keep up with them in conversations. But the reality of that is that's not where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
The thing that I am good at, yeah. at its core, and I could speak on forever, is this stuff.
Yeah.
And so for... like, this is honestly actually, apart from a few solo episodes I've done, this is the first conversation I've had with someone in terms of socials, what I do, what I feel is right for me in the fitness space.
Yeah.
And this feels great to me talking about this right now because it is what I know best and what I can jam out to.
Yeah.
And so I just love everything that you said, because that's the exact process you've apparently been on. I've been on it as well. So as you were saying, that message to take home is just if what you're doing at the moment is not aligning, find the thing that aligns.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Literally, literally. And it's just like you need to just go through the motions of figuring out what that is, because you're not going to have it figured out straight away.
Yeah.
Like, I've been bodybuilding for years and I've been competing and I've been showing up and, you know, sharing my journey and talking about bodybuilding. But at my essence, I knew I wasn't a coach. Mm. I knew I wasn't a fitness coach. I have a passion for mindset and personal development, and I was showing up doing those things because I thought that, oh, well, if that's what I'm passionate about and I love doing myself, well, then maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And there was just always that little piece of me that was just like, but it's not fully it. Mm. But I had to go through all the things to figure out, oh, content creation, personal branding. I am a creator. That's my name, is Candy the Creator. And I'm so integrated and aligned with what that stands for that as soon as I stepped into that identity, I became my own brand. I became my own voice. And that's when it's just showing up becomes so easy and effortless. And as you would know, it's like, yes, I have all these pieces of the puzzle of who I am, you know, as a character, as a human. I have different traits and I have different hobbies that I love to do and I love to and I enjoy that makes me me. And also, just because I'm a bodybuilder doesn't mean I have to be a coach. Just because I do personal development doesn't mean I have to be a mindset coach. And what really fuels my soul is content creation, is personal branding, and being the amplifier to other people's missions. So that is my deepest mission. Is the content creation is really good because I'm a creative mind. So I get fulfillment out of making reels and videos and all the things.
Yeah.
But the deeper mission is being able to play a role in someone else's mission so they can have greater impact.
Yeah.
That's where the personal branding piece comes into play. And it's just like, oh, that's the juice. That's the squeeze. And it's just like, yes, I love it.
I love it.
And once you become aligned to your mission, whatever it is, if it is being a coach, if it is having a active wear brand that doesn't sell plus size. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, I stand for people wanting to be seen and creating an opportunity for people to align to that brand. And that's all that you're doing at the end of the day, is just creating opportunities for people to feel welcome and to feel seen.
Yeah.
In your space.
This is
in their space.
Yes. This is a fantastic lens to look at it through as well. And I think one thing, and I touched on it a little bit before, is that a lot of people in the fitness industry, if they're not trying to be fitness influencers, say they're just, you know, PTs, nutritionists, dietitians, yeah, physios, whatever it may be, they may look at content creation and just bleh, vomit, yeah, you know? Like, there are people out there and this is not their jam, but it's a necessity for them in terms, yes, of building their fitness business. 100%. Yeah, exactly. And so let's chat a little bit about some maybe easy ways of entry into this game.
Right, like into like the content creation game? Yeah, yeah, for people that – because I actually do have like quite a lot of clients, and that was kind of like my pivot, was like maybe I can just help other coaches build their personal brand, because I've built a brand for myself, then I can use what I know to help people build their own brand. And I think like the easiest way to get into it is like I go through a process with my clients of like, okay, well, what, like it comes back down to the content pillars and the strategy at the end of the day, full circle. But it's just like, okay, what the, like, what do you want to be known for? Get that straight. What do you want to be known for? Do you want to be really good at, like, do you want to be the booty girl that talks into that? Do you want to be about, like, if it fits your macros diet? What is the thing that you really love in your journey and that you provide to your clients that you want to be known for? Get really, really good and clear on what that is, and then make content repeatedly of that.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're regurgitating the same shit, you're doing something right.
I totally agree. And that is something that people don't realize. Because that's my voice.
Yeah. And, yeah, and that's something that I had to accept too, because I constantly was like, oh, like I've just posted about this like a few days ago. It's like, yeah, I'm going to post about it today and the next day and the next day. Who, like, that is a point of building a personal brand, is people know who you are from what you do. Like you see people like evidence-based training who blew up in socials in the last few years because like I actually went to the gym that he was a floor PT at like years ago. He was literally a gym PT on the floor at Good Life, and I remember seeing him there. And like now he has this huge brand. He has built this massive, massive personal brand from talking day after day after day about eating in a calorie deficit if you want to lose weight, and also calling people cunts and doing fly kicks. Everyone knows that is the EBT brand because he's done that day after day after day after day after day. So as soon as you're scrolling, you see like Cunnies or like, and then you see Cunnies eating in a calorie deficit and him doing something stupid because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
He's created a personal brand through the simplest things and showing up and sharing the same message every single day.
Yeah.
So it's like, get clear on what you want to be known for, talk into that every single day, and that's what's going to build a brand.
Yeah.
That's what's going to build your business.
Definitely. And I think also a point I would add to that would be find whatever the content type is that is easiest for you to make as, yeah, well. So something that we've only just started kind of getting into with clients, and also that I'm going to do for my own brand, reactions videos. Reactions videos are bloody huge. But one, you're leveraging what is already viral. Hello.
Yes.
Makes sense. Use their hook. It's the thing that's gotten that video to the point of where it's at. Yeah. But it allows you to provide some commentary and also to establish yourself as an authority or an expert in, yeah, relation to that video as well. And it's a very easy way for you to just hop on the back of, yeah, another piece of content that is, you know, doing particularly well. And that's something that I've personally found has been, yeah, quite easy to make as well. Others might be videos. I know there's a lot of videos at the moment that and I've seen you post about this, so provide your context on this, but it's just about letting the video run short and having the amount of text on the video that is, yeah, not readable within the time frame, yeah, to cause people to rewatch the video, yeah, again as well.
Yeah.
That stuff, like, not too tricky depending on, yeah, you know, the wording that you're putting, yeah, in there. Is there any, yeah, others that you can think of?
I think, like, there's definitely, like a number of kind of concepts that I use and leverage, because I believe like different types of content style is going to get you a different like response. For example, like, totally, the shorter videos where you've got longer text over, like that takes longer to read than what the video plays. That's going to get you more views. So that's going to get you, you know, shared across a wider audience. Does it necessarily mean that it's going to get you more followings, more clients and more business? No. Mm. but it's giving you more attention for people to come into your world.
Yeah.
And then it's just like sharing like entertainment, for example. Like, so, you know, one of the reels I did the other day that did really well was like a mock video. It was like, I'm a content creator. And like,
oh yeah, just, I did see that. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
The engagement I got from that was like hectic. I had got like hundreds of likes and comments and shares and saves because it was funny and it was relatable. And I made a dickhead out of myself. And people were like, oh my God, but it's also it's also so interesting because people, I'm reaffirming my authority because I'm calling out, I'm a content creator. And I'm also showing the confidence to actually stand in the middle of the busiest walkway in freaking Burley and stand there with a tripod and take photos of myself. And people are like, oh my God, I can never do that.
Yeah.
But they find it so entertaining because I was calling myself out and I was calling other people out. So it's just like being able to use different strategy styles and, like you said, like whatever is easiest for you, but you need to also be able to diversify your content because you need to be able to talk into different audiences. Yes. Because there's people who are going to gravitate towards the entertainment or the long form reels. There's going to be people that just, they don't want to read what you have to say. They just want to look at a screen and be like, oh yeah, that's that information instantly. Like, you need to be able to, and this comes into like human psychology, and this takes it like a whole different route that I could talk about as well for days. But it's like when you're creating content, you need to not only consider the concept, what you're talking into, what value you're providing, and also you need to pay attention to every detail of the content in the sense of how it's actually being conveyed. Is it hitting people's visual cues? Is it hitting people's auditory cues in the sense of like hearing things? Is it hitting people in the feels? Are you attaching the right song? Are you using the right language? Are you making people emotional? Are you making people react? Like, there's so many different things that you need to consider when it comes to content creation to be able to get, I guess, the most response.
Yeah.
Because like you can provide the value, you can jump on trends, you can jump on like just reacts and stuff like that. And also you need to consider, well, you don't need to, but you're going to get a better and leverage your content by considering all avenues of how people process information and not just utilizing one type of content.
Yeah.
Because each different type of content is going to give you like the shorter reels, they're going to probably give you more views, but are they going to get you many saves? Probably not. But are you providing an educational video of you talking about a specific topic and providing information to your audience for a minute? That's probably going to get a lot more people in your DMs wanting your service, but it's also probably not going to get as many views. So it's just like you need to understand the different roles each type of content plays in your business and actually fulfill all of those for you to have a full business that has its own legs.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important point that you're mentioning there as well, because as well as having the differentiated pieces of content, as you're saying, it's going to target different people as well. Your content, despite the fact you might have tightly defined your avatar, some content is aimed at bringing in new people.
Yeah.
Others should be aimed at nurturing.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Fuck. Yeah. We're so alive.
We're the same person.
So good.
Oh, God, I love it, I love it. All right. So in order to – okay, actually one question I would have as well is in and around confidence. So I think a lot of people, as well as not knowing what content to create or feeling or perceiving a barrier in terms of them actually going to create the content.
Yeah.
A lot of people are – inconfident or in showing up online as well. I would say there's a lot of hesitancy in and around that. Any advice?
Well, how do you think confidence grows, right? Like, confidence is really just a mirage people show up as. Like, you have to, I guess, put yourself in a position of how you really think your business is going to grow if you're not showing up confidently. Like, you wouldn't go to a store and buy a service from someone who's half confident about the service they can provide for you. That you, like, if someone's confidently being like, yes, this is going to be amazing, it's going to give you this, this, and this, internally they might be like second guessing themselves or being like, oh, fuck, I don't really know. But if they're showing up confidently, you're going to want to buy from them because you're like, oh, yeah, you're building that trust and rapport with them by showing up confidently. I didn't always have the confidence to show up. But I knew that I had to show up confidently in order to, one, build the confidence and then also build the authority for people to be like, wow, she's so confident.
Yeah.
Like I remember literally this is like how much I've grown in like a few years of just like doing the work day in day. Like I remember a few years ago before I started like my personal development journey and all the things, like I could not go down to Burley and go for a walk by myself without being so like insecure of people looking at me. Like I felt like I either had to be on my phone, I had to be carrying a cup of coffee, I had to be listening to music because I felt like I needed to be doing something because I didn't have the confidence to just be and to just show up. And so that's what I mean. It's like you constantly show up every single day to build that confidence. Me 3 years ago being like, oh, hey, you literally just filmed a video in the middle of the busiest street in Burley and put a tripod in the middle of the busy street in Burley and took photos of yourself. I would have been like, absolutely fucking not would I do that. Hell no. But it's just like you have to just continuously show up and just accept that confidence is required to build a business.
Yeah, agreed. And also I would say no one cares.
No one cares.
No one actually cares about you as much as you care about you.
Yeah.
Sad fact of life, but also really empowering fact as well. You know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, certain accounts are going to be replicating the same content over and over and over again. The reality of that is as well is that the people who are your followers are not going to be receiving all of that content. Yeah. Same applies for this situation in terms of confidence. No one gives a flying fuck. No one is paying attention to you or what you're doing as much as you're scrutinizing yourself. In fact, I would beg to argue that a lot of the people, especially the ones who are going to be your initial followers, are going to be the ones in your circle. They're the ones that are cheering you on. So, you know, you've got that time and spaciousness almost to be able to build that confidence within yourself, within your brand, and then maybe you can start attacking some of the more polarizing bits of content later. Totally.
And it's just like, and also being okay with people not supporting you.
Yes, it's a good point.
Because it's so interesting when you build a business, sometimes the people you expect to support you don't. Yeah. And then you'll have all of these people come in from your world that you didn't even realize were watching you come in and be your biggest supporters. And you're like, what the fuck? Like it doesn't make sense and it doesn't have to make sense. But the fact is like you continue to show up, you build the confidence to show up and to continue to be the face of your business and the face of your brand and the face of your service. You're naturally just going to create this stigma around you that you are confident, even if internally you're still just like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing. But it's just like you have the confidence to show up. You do. Everyone does. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. And I think the biggest thing is something that really landed for me when I started showing up is people are so busy being in the thought of what other people think of them, they're not thinking about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are so busy thinking of what other people are thinking about them, they actually don't think about you.
I love it.
It's a full paradigm shift. Mm. It's a full paradigm, but it's true.
Yeah.
Because I felt that when I started doing it and I would walk around and I was in the thought of what other people were thinking about me, not realizing that no one else is actually thinking about me.
Yeah.
Because no one cares. They're in their own world. Yes. So it's just like, okay, well, if that's the case, well, then I'm just going to show up and be who I want to be, stand for what I stand for, talk what I want to talk into. And the people who resonate with that. And they're going to be the ones that follow me and then probably going to be the ones when I get to where I want to get to and be like, how did you do that?
Mm.
It's just I did the things day after day after day and just showed up when I didn't really know how to show up.
Exactly. And to add to that, most of you have done the hardest part. You've built a business.
Yeah.
You had the confidence to build a business.
That's like balls.
Yeah. And you're saying that you're scared to step on social media? Like put that into perspective and apply the lens that it deserves with that as well. Yes. You know, you have achieved the biggest thing. At the very least, what you could do for yourself is promote the damn thing that you've spent the time, effort, and energy to make.
100%. Exactly. Like I love that you, it's like bringing it back to the fact that you've done the hardest part is being like, I'm actually going to, I've had all these thoughts, because everyone has thoughts. Everyone has ideas. Everyone's like, oh my God, that would be such an incredible business. How many people are actually doing it?
Mm.
If you've actually started the business, you're already 10 steps ahead of the game because you've had the confidence to do that. Utilize and leverage that motion piece and that to build momentum to keep showing up in the business. One of my mentors told me, it's like, you're actually doing other people a disservice by not promoting yourself, by not showing up, because you've got a product and you've got a service that can help other people. And at the end of the day, the greatest fulfillment comes out of impact.
Yeah.
It comes out of helping other people. Yes, it fulfills you because it's something that you value and it's your mission. But it's this constant flow of showing up. It's this constant flow of having impact and being able to provide a service to other people. If you're not showing up and selling that and actually helping other people get the results that they don't know that they need or that they want, you're doing them a disservice.
Absolutely. Got one final question for you, babe. So Physical Brand is all about breaking the mold, standing out, tearing down stereotypes, particularly in fitness and fashion worlds.
Yeah.
What is a mold or stereotype that you would like to see broken?
Oh, what a juicy question. I think in relation to health and fitness specifically, I think that there is this massive call towards, and I'm gonna lean into coaches here, and this is probably gonna be fucking triggering. And also, it's just like, you actually don't have to have done the things to be a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many people that be like, oh, I don't want to go with this coach because they actually haven't competed before. Who fucking cares? If they have done the research and they have worked with people that have gotten the results, they know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah.
It's just, I see it all the time, and I see people being like, oh, you know, like I just call bullshit on it. I'm just like, there are so many incredible coaches out there that may not have competed but can produce the best athletes on stage, because for them, competing might not be their thing, but coaching is. It's like, if you're looking for a service or a coach or something, it's like, stop limiting your potential by trying to find someone who is on the same level as you. Find someone who is literally producing the results in other people. Go towards that.
I think that's brilliant. And it's an interesting perspective that people apply depending on the industry that you're within as well. Mm. So within certain areas of life, people will expect that you have done the thing as well. You know, you actually, I don't know, have a podcast if you're a podcast producer, or you have X if you're whatever. But if you think about a context of sport more broadly as well, some of the best, highest level coaches, soccer teams, whatever it may be.
They're not the players.
No.
No.
No, but people will hail them as the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's because people have different zones of genius in their element. So it's just like, even like with my personal brand, I was like, I know it could be better. And also, I'm really fucking good at channeling other people's visions and creating a personal brand for them.
Yeah.
That is my zone of genius. Yeah, I'm really fucking good at creating content too, because I'm visual and I'm good at all the things. And I also know that it could be better. But I get greater service and impact out of helping people get the clarity they need to build a brand. That's the difference, is like, look at someone who is creating the results that you want in other people, leverage that and go towards that.
Candy the Creator, thank you so much for joining us today. This has truly been a really wonderful conversation for me to have. I completely feel at home in this, and you've helped me to kind of bring that out through the podcast. So thank you so much. And if anyone wants to find you, where are you on socials?
My number one handle is Instagram. It is candythecreator_. So please follow me.
She has actually a really awesome like broadcast channel as well. I've been loving all of the content in there. So yeah, if you're after any content creation tips, tricks, all of the stuff, go give this girl a follow. She's great.
Thank you.
So if you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and subscribe to us on YouTube, drop any comments on our socials as well. We are at fizzy.cal. Thank you for joining me and we'll see you next time.